For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. It's official. Incumbent Culpeper Republican Delegate Nick Freitas will not be on the ballot this November. Prosecutors say officers were justified in their use of deadly force while responding to an assault near Timberville last month. And Virginia declares it's Farmers Market Week. So we'll explore how farmers markets around the state are helping to keep smaller farming communities alive. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, August 7th. Virginia's Board of Elections will not allow Republican delegate Nick Freitas of Culpeper on the ballot this November. That final decision came during a board meeting on Tuesday, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Not only will Freitas not be allowed on the ballot in the 30th House District, but the board also won't let the Republican Party nominate a new candidate. Freitas currently represents the Republican-leaning district south of Culpeper in central Virginia, but he and the local GOP committee both missed paperwork deadlines with the Department of Elections. The State Board of Elections decided during a meeting Tuesday not to forgive the error. Robert Brink is chairman of the board.
The overwhelming majority of filers get their papers in on time. I think the department goes the extra mile in helping filers comply, but at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the individual who is filing those papers to get those papers in on time.
Unless Republicans file and win a lawsuit, Democrat Ann Ridgway will now be unopposed on the ballot this November. Freitas has previously said he'll run a write-in campaign. The board's decision makes the normally safe GOP district vulnerable during an election year where every seat matters. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Prosecutors say officers were justified in their use of deadly force while responding to an assault near Timberville last month. The Daily News Record reports that Rockingham County Commonwealth's attorney Marcia Garst said no charges would be placed against the officers. On the evening of July 7th, a Rockingham County deputy and a Timberville officer responded to a domestic disturbance. They shot and killed 41-year-old Johnny W. Dellinger Jr. of Timberville, who was armed. According to two witnesses and a 911 call, Dellinger had assaulted two people at the scene. The University of Virginia has extended financial aid eligibility to undergraduate students in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The Daily Progress reports that the financial help will become available this fall. DACA grants temporary legal protection to young people brought into the country illegally as children. According to the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia, individual universities are allowed to decide admission and graduation policies for undocumented students and students with DACA. A university spokesperson said that the money will come from private funding, as DACA students are not eligible for federal loans or Pell Grants. UVA has accepted in-state students with DACA status since 2014. Well, as Charlottesville prepares for the two-year anniversary of a deadly white supremacist rally, a new video called The Charlottesville Lie is defending President Donald Trump for talking about very fine people among the neo-Nazis who gathered there that weekend. Haw Spencer from VPM News reports.
The video by conservative nonprofit PragerU features CNN commentator Steve Cortes saying the scandal of Charlottesville is not what President Trump said about neo-Nazis.
It's what the media said President Trump said about neo-Nazis.
But University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says Trump has been crystal clear.
Anybody who tries to pretend that he wasn't encouraging the white nationalists is simply putting their head in the sand.
Sabato says that Trump's remarks after Charlottesville will go down as among the lowest moments in any American presidency.
In Charlottesville, Haw Spencer, WMRA News.
Meanwhile, Trump and some others have again blamed video games for playing a role in recent mass shootings, but a Virginia Tech researcher who has studied video games in a specialized lab for almost 15 years says there is almost no evidence that violent games result in violent crime. Charles Fishburne with VPM News reports.
Following the weekend tragedies in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, President Trump said a firm stance against violent video games could prevent future mass shootings. But Professor James Ivory says not.
When it comes to violent crime, video games just don't really matter.
Ivory was quoted in a New York Times article that questioned why politicians were quick to blame video games.
When we blame video games for horrific violent crimes, we're really only distracting from crime prevention efforts that address real causes of violent crime.
Ivory's conclusions are supported by the American Psychological Association, which says there is scant evidence violent video games promote violent activities.
We have mixed opinions in the professional community about very abstract forms of aggression, but virtually no evidence for effects on serious violent crime.
Schools across Virginia are having a hard time finding teachers. That lack of teachers is causing some schools to take drastic measures, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
What happens when your local school division can't hire their way out of the teacher shortage? For places like Petersburg and Richmond and Newport News, the answer is virtual staffing, essentially online learning. School children are seated at computer terminals in front of a teacher who is web streaming to 25 or 30 students. Evan Erdberg runs Texas-based Proximity Learning that offers the service at 3 Virginia school districts.
We know having a teacher in front of your child is, of course, the number one option. But if you can't have that, why not have a teacher virtually streamed in live each day who's highly qualified to lead your child on that instructional journey?
He says this is the environment these children are living in, a generation of Google natives. But web streaming classes? That's a solution to the teacher staffing crisis that Governor Ralph Northam says is problematic.
Having grown up in a very rural area of Virginia, I've had great relationships with all of my teachers, so we certainly are looking at options, but I think we still need to have teachers in the classrooms.
The virtual teachers all have Virginia teacher certifications. Most of them are mothers on maternity leave who are at home while web streaming to students in classrooms. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, Virginia's Commissioner of Agriculture officially proclaimed Farmers Market Week Tuesday afternoon in Goochland. Farmers markets are helping to keep the state's smaller farming communities alive, and Charles Fishburne has that story.
Virginia lost almost 140,000 farms since the 1940s, and of those that remain, three-quarters of them, mostly small farmers, can't make a living. Commissioner Jewel Brunau says many modern farmers are forced to go big or go home.
And so they do farming on a part-time basis.
But she says farmers markets cut out the middleman and give them more money and more options.
They have an opportunity to grow some really cool local products.
She says farmers markets are expanding rapidly in Northern Virginia and in Richmond especially, often in food deserts.
People don't have easy access to maybe a big retail grocery store, but they are able to buy fresh fruits and vegetables from that local farmers market.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.